Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Now, as we speak, senior ministers are meeting to consider new travel restrictions on people arriving into Ireland's ports and airports. For months now, the government has cited the open border with Northern Ireland as one reason why enforced quarantine wouldn't work. Well, this morning, Transport Minister Eamon Ryan told Clare Byrne that the government would significantly increase Garda surveillance near the border to make sure that nobody, including those travelling from the north, is breaching the 5 kilometre travel restriction. If drivers don't have a valid explanation for their trip, he said, they will be subject to prosecution and fines. Policing around the border, of course, has a long and troubled history, but Fergal Keane has been looking at how quickly security measures were implemented right along the border 20 years ago next month. Fergal, you've been looking at the foot and mouth outbreak of 2001. Remind us exactly what happened.
That disease was wide scale in Britain for a period, but then was discovered on a farm in the Cooley Peninsula just north of the border. And border restrictions and whole-scale closures were announced by then Taoiseach Bertie Ahern practically overnight. Now, it was endemic in some parts of Northern Ireland and in Britain. And then when it arrived in Northern Ireland, they started down here a thing called Operation Ring Fence to stop its spread. So international travel wasn't banned, but public playgrounds, football pitches and parks were closed and off-limits. Forest walks were closed to the public. At one point, there was even discussion about whether or not mass should be banned, pretty unprecedented back then, not now, of course. But even though there was only one positive case in the Republic, but still there was a very large operation in place. And here back in 2001 is Garda Superintendent John Farrelly explaining what had been put in place along the border practically overnight.
Well, the operation is quite vast because we have 242 miles of border that's from Donegal to the Dundalk area. And in that, there's 292 crossings. 209 of these are open to traffic. So we have mounted from last night checkpoints at all these areas.
209 crossings. You have checkpoints at 209 crossings.
The operation is still ongoing to actually get the personnel in there. But by this evening, that will be the case, that the whole area itself will be manned insofar as any importation of the products that the minister was talking about there will be stopped. Yes, there's a number of unapproved roads, and some of them are barely impassable. These, again, it is a very difficult operation, as has already been pointed out, but these, again, have been checked, and there's patrols along those to make sure that there's no breach.
What was different then, and we actually have more restrictions and more closures now in the current emergency, was the border controls. If people might remember, there were Gardaí and Army at every crossing point, and including coming into the country through airports and ports. You had to drive over a very large disinfected mat. I think people might still be able to remember the smell of that. Your car was sprayed. And for months, people were questioned crossing the border, where they had been, where they were going, that kind of thing. The international rugby was cancelled, St Patrick's Day was cancelled, put off then until the summer, and there was a big slaughter policy which saw 16,000 animals slaughtered and an exclusion zone in County Louth. Troops were out in Dublin Port and severe travel restrictions were put in place around where the outbreak actually happened along the border, and that lasted for several months.
So the difference now then in terms of what we're talking about doing is that there are no border controls.
And even today it looks like there's going to be, there is no talk at government at border controls. And you get the general feeling though that the government is lagging behind public opinion on the issue of travel. You heard Philip Ryan speaking to you earlier. He mentioned the general dissatisfaction about the small fines being issued to people who arrive at airports without that negative test. Ministers are this afternoon discussing proposals to tighten the definition of an essential worker. Looking at travel restrictions and people arriving again. But here is the Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan, speaking about the extra restrictions which are being considered at the Cabinet Subcommittee meeting this afternoon.
The first thing is, as I said, introducing those quarantine measures for a variety of different categories. And that will set us up the mechanism and the legal mechanism how to do it. Secondly, we will stop the issuing of short-term visas from certain countries where you could come in currently on a holiday visa. You cannot do that. Thirdly, is introducing much stricter sanctions in terms of the 5 kilometre route to stop people flying, and including on cross-border travel to look at if you're coming, let's say, 5 kilometres south of the border, well, why are you now 5 kilometres in?
So there'll be Garda checks and PSNI checks on the border to a much greater extent.
We need to significantly increase our surveillance to reduce particularly unnecessary travel. We need, some people do need to travel.
So he mentioned the border there, Fergal, but checks on the border itself are not actually being considered, from what we know.
What he appears to be saying is that there will be an increase in the number of Garda checkpoints within 5 kilometres of the border, seeing, have you travelled more than 5 kilometres? And really, people are at a loss to explain why the government are so reluctant to do this. They haven't done a good job in spelling out travel policy. And Eamon Ryan there, he's talking really about having what we have now, in more of that in around the border, not on the border themselves. The Sinn Féin leader was out this morning, Mary Lou MacDonald, saying that mandatory quarantine of all travellers onto the whole island of Ireland needed to be introduced. She wants a whole island approach, saying that if significant measures were put in place north and south, that anything short of that would be not really enough to deal with the crisis. But it's not the situation in Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland see themselves, of course, as being linked with the UK. And this morning, Unionist politician Geoffrey Donaldson, he was speaking on Morning Ireland, really ruling out the any restrictions on travel between the UK and Northern Ireland. Here he is.
At the same time, the idea that we would completely stop flights or ferry services between Great Britain and Northern Ireland just isn't tenable. We are linked into the UK economy. For example, as an MP, I have to travel to London to attend Parliament. You'd have to shut down your entire public sector infrastructure between Great Britain and Northern Ireland to completely prevent travel. We need those vital ferry services coming across the Irish Sea. So we're simply not in a position to ban essential travel.
So Alan Kelly, the Labour leader here, is suggesting policing on the border within 5 kilometres of the border.
Well, of course, that is a matter for the Irish government, and if they want to take unilateral action to do so, that is their right. If they feel it's prudent to have checkpoints along the border or in close proximity to the border, that is a matter for the Irish government.
And that was Geoffrey Donaldson speaking earlier on today on Morning Ireland to Mary Wilson. Fergal Keane, thank you very much for that report. Well, we're joined now by Pat Leahy, who was a former assistant Garda commissioner. And thank you, Pat, for joining us this evening. You heard there from Fergal's report what Minister Ryan had to say earlier. I know you were a senior Garda during the foot and mouth outbreak. What would, from your experience, what would increased security along the border look like if we were to try and do it in 2021?
Hi, Sarah. Well, yes, I was there in 2001 for the last foot and mouth, and there was a very, very quick reaction to that. Actually, it was almost the following day that changes were imposed. We've come a long way since then, Sarah. It's a very, very different Ireland, and you have to understand government's position in relation to this. It took so long for us to remove the checkpoints or get to the point where they could be removed from the border crossings, to go back there, is a really, really difficult task for everybody. And it has to be dealt with really sensitively. I think what's been proposed and what was discussed this morning was that you're just applying what is being applied across the other provinces in Ireland with the 5 kilometre restrictions. And I think the indication is that we would apply that across the border as well. The practicality of it, of course, it can be done, and we've seen how it's been done in the past. But what you must consider now is the necessity. You must meet the necessity rule and the proportionality rule and the practicality rule. Is it necessary in the context that we have at the moment, and is it proportionate to the situation that we find ourselves in? There are questions that need to be answered in relation to this, and then the practicality of it. Will it be effective in the context of the strategy that's being pursued? So the strategy that's being pursued has to be clearly laid out. What is it that we're trying to pursue by doing this? And then, is what's being proposed going to be effective in that context? So you're talking about systems and structures. In a strategy, they'd have to be very, very clearly laid out. And then you're talking about objectives, measures, targets, actions, performance indicators to show that what was proposed is actually effective. Now, it's a public health scenario that we're dealing with here. And again, the question is, can it be done? Of course it can be done. But it's hugely sensitive, and I fully understand where government are coming from. And I think what was discussed this morning about the 5-kilometre rule that you're not putting up checkpoints across the border, that it just reflects what's happening in Cork and in Kerry and Mayo and elsewhere. So we're not changing the rules of the game for the border, but we are imposing what's been imposed everywhere else.
You mentioned
what's being proposed.
You mentioned proportionality there, and you know how many checks you'd have to have. And from Fergal Keane's report from 2001, Garda Superintendent John Farrelly was talking about 209 crossings being manned with checkpoints at all of those. Do you think that's the type of proportionality we'd have to look at here? And what would that look like in terms of resources for the Gardaí, given all the other checkpoints that are operating around the country? Would that even be possible?
Well, I think in 2018, I think both the Irish and the British government, I think, agreed that there was 208 crossing points that had been identified. So almost identical to what it was in 2001. But that includes all of the small local roads and, you know, boreens and really, really small areas. I think what people have to focus on is the signal actions of a government. And if we look at the first lockdown that we had here in Ireland, you couldn't actually drive out of Dublin because all of the main thoroughfares had a checkpoint on them, a very effective checkpoint where people were asked to stop and were stopped. And people took their guidance from that. It was a signal action by the state to say something has changed here and we're really, really serious about what's going on. And the reduction in traffic as a consequence, maybe 24 or 48 hours later, was very noticeable. So, I mean, you don't have to do all 208 across the border, and the local guards will know which ones are going to have most effect. You're looking to, I suppose, hit a critical mass of people crossing. You're looking to send out a message that, look, we're serious about this. This is a real public health emergency that we're in, and here's what we're doing. So once you send out these signals, people generally speak and pick up on them and say, OK, look, this is really serious. I don't want to meet a checkpoint. I don't want to have a conversation with the guards, so I'm not going to go.
I wonder, Pat, maybe they did it during the first lockdown. All the evidence seems to be, though, the traffic, you know, is well up from the first lockdown this time round, despite all the guard, the checkpoints. You know, the suggestion seems to be people are just taking it a bit less seriously. They don't get the heart beating in their chest when they see the guard, the checkpoint this time round.
I think the actual locations have changed somewhat. I think the main thoroughfares aren't being policed. I think they've moved back into the side roads and the off roads here. So, I mean, you can move back to that, but it really is a statement strategy. I think you can't consider the border on its own. I think you have to look at, are we changing strategy here? Are we moving, and you've heard it discussed, and I'm sure you've had people on your show yourself, what's going out there now, but a zero COVID strategy. So that seems to be popping up quite a bit now at the moment. So I think whatever is discussed or decided in regarding the border, it has to be part of an overall national strategy.
Okay.
And I think it'll be much more comfortable to discuss in that context. But I do think they have to hit the necessity, they have to hit the proportionality target in relation to that. And the practicality, not easy, and I fully understand where governments are coming
and
from.
And on the practicality of it, I suppose, Minister Ryan was saying earlier that Gardaí will be able to prosecute and fine people from the north of the border who travelled 5 kilometres south without a valid reason. But practically, is that possible? How do you follow up on prosecutions and fines for people who live outside the state?
Well, I mean, look, yes, there may have to be a little bit of work done in relation to that, but I mean, you can't underestimate the relationship between An Garda Síochána and the PSNI, which has developed over many years now. So there's great communications there. They'll work very closely together, and it's in everybody's interest. It's not in the interest of the people living in the south. It's also in the interest of the people that are living north of the border. So I think there won't be an issue there, and I think he's in the right track putting in the 5-kilometre zone instead of actually going on to the border crossings with checkpoints.
I just wonder, Pat, I want to move on. We've got Fergus O'Dowd on the line, and I'm going to go to him in a second, but I just wonder from what you're saying, do I sense that you feel this might be a bit disproportionate, or that you'd be worried about, you know, that there would be a backlash that wouldn't be worth the risk of doing this? Do you have concerns about this move?
No, I don't, Sarah. I think public opinion has shifted in relation to this. I just am acknowledging the difficulty that government have in considering such an approach. We may very well have reached that point in terms of the crisis that we need to crisis manage now. and we need to focus on the public health only aspect to it. But that's a very difficult position for government to find itself in after all the hard work has gone over many years to remove the actual checkpoints on the border. So I fully understand where government are coming from in relation to that. But we may very well have reached a point where those sensitivities have to be managed, okay, and that we may end up putting some structures in place. And when I say structures now, I mean movable structures. I don't mean that we're going to put up permanent checkpoints or anything like that, but that we may be engaged in activities across the border that we would prefer not to have to do.
So when you say structures, what do you mean then?
I mean checkpoints. I don't mean that there'd be any structures there. Checkpoints.
Fergus O'Dowd, Fine Gael TD, who represents the border county of Louth, is also on the line. And Fergus, thanks for holding on for us there. What do you make of this move then in terms of the potential problems that have been outlined by Pat there and I suppose the potential problems that would be obvious to everybody as well?
Well, I think the most important thing for all of us, and I agree with a lot of what Pat says there, is that we shouldn't travel full stop. And that it's only absolutely essential travel, and there are designated people who are those in that close category, international transport workers, including hauliers, pilots, aviation crew, ship's crew, members of Gordon Chicon, and so on. So there are only a very limited number of people who are entitled to travel, through our airports. And there's a significant reduction in the travel through at the moment. I understand there's about 18,000 people came through Dublin Airport last week, and that 99% of those actually did have a valid negative PCR test.
Yeah, well, so that's sort of almost a separate issue. The argument is that those PCR tests aren't necessarily reliable, according to NPHET. If you're only getting one, it's not something you can rely on. But in terms of the border, do you know what exactly it is the government is trying to achieve here? Is it, for example, to stop people from flying into Belfast and coming through the border as a way of avoiding Dublin, for example? What exactly are we trying to achieve?
Well, I think we're trying to make sure that the virus doesn't spread. And the fact, the only way you can avoid the virus is by not travelling and by staying at home. And obviously, first of all, everybody knows that. And if you do move out, even outside your home, we all know what the requirements are. You wash your hands, you wear your mask, you keep away from crowded places and so on. They're the basic principles. And if you follow all of those principles, you won't get the virus. But the problem now is that the virus is changing, and obviously there are new strains of the virus in England, in South Africa, Brazil and so on, that clearly, and according to the British Prime Minister, can lead to higher mortality. So clearly the government wants to protect everybody, but people have to protect themselves as well. And we must act reasonably, and we have to police the 5-kilometre rule. And it's not a question of policing the border. It's a question of making sure that people don't travel more than 5 kilometres from their home.
I think that's what everybody is so concerned about. If you go back to the airports question then, Fergus, that there's lots of people travelling plenty more than 5 kilometres. They're coming in from, you know, holidays abroad or wherever it might be. And that has to stop. I mean, what's being done to stop it?
Well, first of all, you have to have a negative PCR test, notwithstanding the concerns you have about that. That is a sine qua non. So 99% of all travellers who came to Dublin Airport in the last week or so had it. And in fact, there were 80 people who didn't have. Mm-hmm. That's 0.7% of the total arrivals. So the issue then is, what happens to those?
That's not the only issue. That's the problem. The bigger issue is the fact that NPHET has said that NPHET has said that one PCR test isn't enough. That 40% of people who are COVID positive will get through on one PCR test. That's the bigger issue.
But the point is that arrivals at the moment from Great Britain, South Africa, Brazil, or any other South American country, they must have the negative test. And then they're advised to isolate for 14 days, even if they take a second test. Mm. So what we have to look at now, what the government is looking at, is looking at further restrictions in relation to any such person and persons. Mm. And that's the question of a quarantine, that they would have to go either A, to a designated place, which I think is the best place that they should go, for the 14 days, so that we make sure that they don't travel anywhere else.
All right. Well, I know the Cabinet Subcommittee is discussing that this evening, so there may be news out of that meeting. We'll keep an eye on it. But thank you very much for joining us for now. That's Fergus O'Dowd, Fine Gael TD for Louth, and also before that, Pat Leahy, former Assistant Garda Commissioner. We'll take a break.